In Love with Christ, April 5. For such an high priest became us, who is holy, harmless, undefiled, separate from sinners, and made higher than the heavens. The character of Christ was one of unexampled excellence, embracing everything pure, true, lovely, and of good report. We have no knowledge of his ever visiting a party of pleasure or a dance hall, and yet he was the perfection of grace and courtly bearing. Christ was no novice, he was distinguished for the high intellectual powers he possessed even in the morning of his life. His youth was not wasted in indolence, neither was it wasted in sensual pleasure, self-indulgence, or frittered away in things of no profit. Not one of his hours from childhood to manhood was misspent, none were misappropriated. Jesus was sinless and had no dread of the consequences of sin. With this exception, his condition was as yours. You have not a difficulty that did not press with equal weight upon him, not a sorrow that his heart has not experienced. His feelings could be hurt with neglect, with indifference of professed friends, as easily as yours. Is your path thorny? Christ's was so in a tenfold sense. Are you distressed? So was he. How well fitted was Christ to be an example. The inspired record says of him, Jesus increased in wisdom and stature, and in favor with God and man. As he grew in years, he grew in knowledge. He lived temperately, his precious hours were not wasted in dissipating pleasures. He had a truly healthy body and true powers of mind. The physical and mental powers could be expanded and developed as yours or any other youth's. The Word of God was his study, as it should be yours. Take Jesus as your standard. Imitate his life. Fall in love with his character. Walk as Christ walked. A new spring will be given to your intellectual faculties, a large scope to your thoughts, when you bring your powers into vigorous contact with eternal things which are intrinsically grand and great.